I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Severe drought in the Horn of Africa left permanent damage, but it left permanent blessing, too. At the request of the Ethiopian government, Living Water International stepped into the crisis. The effect of the wells the ministry dug was overwhelming, says Paul Darzalek. Better, though, is the spiritual thirst that Living Water is helping to quench. As a result of these enormous gestures, people are continuing to come to Christ daily. Pray for ongoing outreach. And Boko Haram has issued a stern warning. They're planning a war on Christians in the next few weeks. According to a Christian Aid mission partner there, the group will launch a number of attacks coordinated as part of the plan to eradicate Christians from certain parts of the country. Some wonder if this will come with Easter. One leader suggests his ministry will never be forced underground, saying that would kill mission work in Nigeria. However, the leader says they'll continue to strategize wisely. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. You can follow MNN on Twitter. We've got a link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.